I'll close this with one thought for all of you career seekers. So what do I do, you might ask? Okay. From the chart perspective, since we are going into Jupiter and Venus kind of energies as a civilization, you might first want to evaluate where Jupiter and Venus are placed in your chart, which house, which function. There's so much of material on this channel. Okay, that's first part. Second part, you might also want to see the Mars part of it. Mars is action, Mars is logic, Mars is your drive above other things. Because in any chart, the source of motivation or taking action from your end of things is essentially Mars, isn't it? Other planets are just providing energies, but who's going to take the action? It's always Mars. It's always the army commander. It's always the soldier who takes action. It's always ready to fight. It's always ready for logic, reasoning, drive to act. Mars is action. Mars is blood. So, from an astrological perspective, you might want to see where Jupiter, Venus, and Mars are placed in your chart. If you want to see the motivational factors which are buried in every chart and which are action oriented, in alignment with your consciousness, in alignment with your nakshatra, with your atmakaraka, amatyakaraka, all the rest of the stories, okay, you want to see these three planets, because this is where the civilization is moving towards. This is where the consciousness is moving towards, shifting away from Mercury, Saturn, and Mars kind of energy. We are moving to Jupiter, Venus, and Mars kind of energy. It is still action. It is still participating. But there is a cooperation factor which is natural without any motivation from external sources. It is internal. It is arising. Jupiter is arising now. Venus is arising. The Brahmana planets are arising. The true Brahmanas are arising now. In the consciousness. It doesn't matter where they are. So all the old structures which were meant for Saturnian kind of ways, as compliance, as melancholic, as daily grind, as something you get only with time, is all going away. And in comes, in its place, Jupiter. What more can I do? How can I do this which will make me happy? What is the aesthetic value about this Venus? Is it creative? Venus. Mercury will also be there, but in more in a planetary sense. It's the earth element. So how can this benefit the earth? That's will be a dominant one. How does it help the resources of the earth? Am I doing it in alignment with the earth? So all of these factors. So look at Jupiter, Venus, and Mars instead of Saturn, Mercury, and Mars now. That's what will play out. I'll see you in the next.